today we will learn lesson number 17 in the book of Ruth. We're in Perek Gimel, chapter 3. We're going to learn Psukim Hey to Zion, 5 to 7. Today's a relatively short lesson, so there'll be lots of time to review. Yesterday we ended off on Pasuk Dalet, where Naomi told Ruth that once she acts on Naomi's plan, Boaz will tell her, will tell Ruth what to do in terms of Yibum. So Ruth responds in Pasuk Hey, Vatomer Eleha, and she says to her, Ruth says to Boaz, Kol Asher Tomri Eli, whatever you say to me, Eesa, I will do. What does she mean? She means that even when Boaz will tell her what to do in terms of Yibum, she will still ask Naomi's advice and only listen to what Naomi tells her to do. So now Pasuk Vav, Ruth goes into action. Vatered Hagoren, and she goes down to the threshing floor. Vata'as, and she does kechol, like everything, asher tzivatoch amasa, which her mother-in-law commanded to do. From the expression of she went to the threshing floor, and then says, and then she did, we see clearly that's when she put on her Shabbos clothes. Only after she went to the threshing floor, like we said yesterday, not to arouse any suspicion. Zion. Obviously, some of the details are missing. Obviously, the party breaks up, the people go home, etc., etc. And she now is in the granary, changing her clothes and all that. Pasuk Zayin, Vayochal Boaz Vayesht, and Boaz ate and drank outside of the granary. Vayitav Libo, and his heart was merry. And Rashi explains that he was learning Torah. That makes a person happy. When he finished that and he's ready to go to sleep, Vayovo, he comes now inside the granary, Lishkaf, to lie down. And where does he lie down? Biktzei Harema, at the edge of the stack of grain that was winnowed. Vatov, now Rus, now knows where he is. As Naomi told her yesterday, since you're inside, you know where he is going to lie down. Vatovo Valot, and she came, Valot, softly, quietly. Vatigal Margilosov, and she uncovered his feet. Vatishkav, and she lay down next to him, exactly as Naomi told her to do. Let's take a look at the questions. What will Ruth do after Boaz tells her what to do? She will still confer with Naomi to know if she should go along with what Boaz says. When does Ruth put on her Shabbos clothes? Only after she goes into the granary. 3. What did Boaz do after he finished eating and drinking? Vayitav libo, his heart was good, was merry, because he was learning Torah. 4. Where did Boaz lie down? By the side of the pile of grain. 5. How did Ruth come to Boaz? Balot, quietly, very softly. 6. What does Ruth do to the feet of Boaz? She uncovers them. Where does Ruth lay down? She lies down next to Boaz. So there's not a lot to review today, so it's a good day to review lessons 13, 14, 15, 16 together with this. Have a wonderful day.